joined us. We thank you very much. What we are doing is adoption of the minutes, and I don't think we'll be taking a lot of your time. Thank you very much. Welcome, Honorable Foss and Honorable Whitfield. Thank you. What we are going to be doing now is adoption of the minutes, starting from the minutes of the 24th of October. These minutes were distributed well in advance, but let us look at the minutes and take it from there. Page one. Anything to say on page one? 24th. There isn't much on page one. Page two. Page three. Another report.
Morning. Thank you, Madam Chair. Once again, our apologies for being late. On page 3, if we're dealing with the 24th, am I correct? Okay. Under number 2 and then number 3, the Minister highlighted the following 5 critical areas that needed special attention going forward, and then the same would apply to paragraph 3, where the Director General unpacked some of the issues, and I clearly remember both the Minister and the DG confirming that there is a study undertaken by the Department to explore the possibility of introducing electronic visa. I still, during the question and answer session, asked whether we could receive a copy of that study once it's completed, and then there was a discussion that ensued, and later on during the meeting it was also revealed that in fact the department has developed, I remember also clearly that it was on the PowerPoint indicating that a policy position has been developed, and I still asked in that meeting if we could receive a copy of that policy that was developed on the issue of electronic visas. So those two issues are missing from these minutes. And you would see on the next page they do under deliberations. The first one, indicate e-visas, the NDT should intensify interaction with the Department of Home Affairs to explore possibilities of introducing an e-visa facilitate ease of travel for tourists, but that was during our deliberations. But Madam Chair, I strongly believe that the minutes should reflect, firstly, that there was confirmation given that the study is undertaken and that there is a policy position developed, and I think those two issues, for me, should be captured in the minutes in order for us to track and monitor any progress going forward.
You are correct, Honourable Force, and I'm sure they will factor it in.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Page 4. Actually, you have already spoken on a visa.
To bring you to page 3, I think it was semantic correction on Roman figure number 2. The second sentence of that.
South African tourism.
Yes. Overview.
Right.
Roman figure number 2. Although domestic targets were not achieved, the new domestic campaign launched in August 2018 has started to show increased performance in spend and number of, I think, increased performance. Whether in spending, because when reading the sentence, it doesn't give you the. I think we have to just rephrase it. Either increase the performance in spending and number of trips in the fourth quarter of 2018-20.
Thank you very much. Page 4. And page 5.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Just on page 4, just to correct the last subheading, just to say decisions. Just to add an F to it.
Thank you.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. Can those we can adopt those minutes with corrections? Can we have a hand up for adoption, Honorable Force, Honorable Bego? Thank you very much.
29
October. Page 1, there isn't much. Page 2. Anything in that page? On that page? Page 2.
I was just going through page 2. Under number 2, the committee process, we're looking at the third bullet thing. The Auditor General's office was requested to table. Table in there. Then there are two men, they're on today from the second bullet. That if we can delete that on Financial and Fiscal Commission presented the tourism recommendations. National Treasury was expected to present the spending pattern of the department. Then Public Service Commission, National Department of Tourism presented the 2013-2014 annual report. If we can delete, you know, this, they're on. On some of the
those triple sections.
Was requested to table 8/2013/2014 audit outcome.
Decisions? Anything on decisions? With corrections, can the report, can we have an adoption of the report? Honorable Sovita, Honorable Masihel. Seven, please. November, page 1, there isn't much. Page 2, introduction, on presentation overview. You don't have it?
No.
Thank you. Honorable Voss, are you saying something?
No.
Okay. Anything on focus back to basic challenges, issues emanating from page 4. Can the report be adopted? Honorable Adams? Honorable Begwa? The Northern Cape report, I am sure those people who were in the Northern Cape will be very active in this one. Page 1. Can the report be adopted with correction? Honorable Lisa and Honorable Adam.
Yes, Chair. I move for the adoption of the report.
Thank you very much. At this point, I would like to thank the two honorable members who came to give us the quorum. And we thank the members that have just come when we started for the quorum. Thank you very much. Honorable members, we thank you, and I think both can be excused if you've got something else to do. Thank you. Going to our program for the term, for this term, we have covered Friday the 17th of October, Friday 24th of October, Friday 31st of October, Friday 7th, we had to bring forward local COFTA because ACSA couldn't come. Friday 26th of November, I'm sorry, Friday 14th of November is what we are doing today. 21st November, ACSA is coming.
Jefferson, we are supposed to go to ACSA, but the developments on this is that Parliament has organized a joint sitting on that day, and it means now our envisaged tour to the Cape Town International Airport, we will have to reconsider it, Jefferson. And look possibly for a date sometime in January when members are back. But as of now, it's quite difficult to get of any day, because of the joint sitting, because it came after we have made a decision and communicated with ACSA and all of that. So because of that, we will not be able to. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Now comes the big one. 25 to 28. The committee is supposed to do an oversight visit to Pretoria, National Department of Tourism, South African Tourism, and also to have a meeting with the TBCSA. Most members, let me say, members are in other committees, and they've chosen to go to the activities of those committees. So, including Honorable Makubele Mashal, who is with the Committee of Energy, which is going to Germany or something. She's gone for a biometric. For her biometrics today to the German embassy. So it means the only persons remaining, Honorable Foss told me he would not be able, no. Honorable Foss said he would be coming. I'm not sure about Honorable Whitfield and Honorable Kronbock, if you'd be participating in the visit to National Tourism and SAT.
Chair, I would have loved to have gone. I never actually went in my third term, I think, in Parliament. But unfortunately, the 26th, which is in the middle of that, is the IEC day for by-elections. And I have my entire municipality, which is in Pofana, voting again because the MEC dissolved the council. And that is constituency and the municipality I've been allocated to. So as much as I'd have loved to have gone, I can't. It's very unfortunate, but then so is the way that the municipality was run.
No, I get a statement.
Chairperson, yes, I am available to go. I just need to know exactly on what day we're going where so that we can plan. I, if it's a full 3 days, or if we're going up for 1 day, or 2 different days, or it's very difficult to plan if we don't know what day we're going on. Thank you.
Do you have the extra copy? Do you have the copy? I thought the copies were in your packages. I'll be coming back to you, Honourable Force. This side, in this committee, we've got 2 people who are in public work. And it would be fair if one of them can join this committee and one goes to public work. But let me hear from the members.
Chair?
I know your transport, and your interest is very much with transport. Even your study group day is on the same day as tourism. So, people who are in public works, how many? Which one will be going with the committee?
Thank you, Chair. I'll be going for public works. It is unfortunate that these activities, they normally clash. And I think maybe the chairpersons or whoever does the program, we should look into it. Because if it is like this, it gives us a problem. Even the last time when we went to Upington, they were clashing still. I had to leave the public works and attend the one of tourism. Then this time I'll go for public works. And we miss out if you don't attend all of them. That is what I'm saying, if there's a way, let's look at it as the leaders and try to correct the situation. Thank you.
Chairperson, I am serving in the Portfolio Committee of Tourism and Public Works. And as a member of Public Works, we are also going on oversight in Gauteng. But Chairperson, one doesn't like to choose. And I'm suggesting, and I'm pleading with the other members, can't we postpone this one till next year? In the beginning, there's usually 2 or 3 weeks for committee work before the SONA, and then we plan for that in that time. Because I know on the 26th, I think there is 102 by-elections in South Africa. And all of us are in some other way engaged in it. So that's my proposal, Chairperson, on this one.
Honorable Sovita, your hand was up.
Thank you, Chair. I want to share the same experience as Honorable Ada, but if the situation does not go in our favor, I want to propose or just to say I'll have 2 days with the other committee because the both oversights are in Pretoria. So I want to have 2 days with the tourism and 2 days with transport. That's my proposal. But the one that I want to recommend to second is the one that's been proposed by Honorable Adams. Thank you, Chair. That will postpone the oversight to next year. Thank you,
Chair. Honorable Gwenya Mabima.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, my understanding is that we understand that there are members belonging to 2 committees. But in most cases, you find a situation whereby you are a member, you are a permanent member in 1 committee. Then you are an alternate in another committee. So if you are a permanent member in tourism and alternate in public works, tourism is your priority.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a choice. Or would you mina as a member, I want to go with Public Works. That is why alternate serve. If a permanent member is ill, then the alternate member then must replace the permanent member. But that is why we've got permanent members of the committee and alternate members of the committee, so that other committees don't suffer. Because if we depend on the issue of choosing, other committees will suffer. This is a committee week for all the committees of parliament, and work must be done. And reports are expected from all the committees, you know, who have undergone those oversight visits. So I think we have to have that understanding that although as members we belong to two committees, but where you are a permanent member, that committee is a priority, even if the two committees are on oversight. Then the alternate member, if the permanent member is ill, then the alternate is the one that must replace, so that committees don't suffer, they are able to perform the parliament activity. So I think that one needs to be discussed so that we move with the same understanding, because other committees really will suffer if it would be a matter of choice that I belong to two committees, then if the two committees are gone, then I must look, which one must I go to? If you're a permanent member in Public Works, if Public Works is on oversight, you must be on Public Works. If they're an alternate in another committee, if that committee has got some problems, one member is sick, then they can invite you to assist in that committee. But your priority, it's your permanent committee.
Thank you for that.
Honorable, I'm coming to you, Honorable.
Bego?
No, thanks, Chair. And thanks to hear the what the member has explained to us. As for myself, I don't even know where I'm permanent, where I'm alternate.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the problem that we are facing.
Mm-hmm.
She says I'm permanent with this one. I'm not sure. But if that is the case, I agree with the member that I will go with the tourism, if I'm just permanent in the tourism. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. The Honourable Member is raising a very important point, and it's the issue that I went to ask in the Deputy Chief's office, and I was made to understand that I am a member to both committees. There is no committee that I'm an alternate. I'm a member to tourism and also a member to transport. That was the explanation that was given to me. So the situation is different with me. Thank you.
Honorable Fox.
I think, Madam Chair, I agree wholeheartedly with the input made by the...
The other chair.
Yes. Okay. The thing is this, Madam Chair. I think then there needs to be firstly clarity sought in terms of permanency that you need to sort out, because my understanding is that you are a permanent member and then the other alternate, but clearly there needs to be some clarity sought from your chief or whoever. But Madam Chair, seriously, you know, we all know that there are serious challenges facing the tourism industry. We know that domestic tourism is down year on year. We know that... all of these things. So I really believe that we should now play a central role in taking our job seriously by exercising oversight. You know, I hear from all the other committees on their different oversights, they are getting involved with the detail of their portfolios. The only oversight done by this committee thus far was the trip to the Northern Cape, which was on World Tourism Day. So it wasn't really an oversight. It was really just a celebration of World Tourism Day. And therefore, since being in office from May up to now, I don't think we should postpone. I think we should take our work seriously. The calendar makes provision for committee oversight work, and therefore we should try and accommodate. If it is that there are by-elections, then let's work around it. But let's try to at least make an impact in that week by consolidating some of these visits that are planned, because I think that there are room for consolidation if I look at the draft oversight program. But Madam Chair, seriously, I want to plead with you that we do get involved with issues of oversight. We've dealt with so many presentations here. So we've gone through all the paperwork, all of the different departments, all the departments within the directorate have come to present. Now it's time for us to go and see exactly what's happening out there in the industry, what are the different issues that we need to go and do oversight on. But seriously, that's our opinion, that there should be now a time for oversight for this committee, and that we should deal with the issue of the double membership. That is something that needs to be looked at, because obviously you'll find yourself in a situation that if there's a trip overseas on another committee, then that's a much better offer than going to Pretoria to go and visit the NDT staff. So I would rather believe visiting the NDT staff should be now my priority, because I want to see where is the department based, what is it that they do, what is the operation, so that we can make an impact in that regard.
The two members from Public Works, who is permanent and who is alternate?
Like the others are saying, when we are appointed or given letters, they don't state anything like you are permanent in this one and alternate in the another one. It's just a member in all of them.
That's why I'm saying maybe between one of you, one must come to tourism. But having said that, I open this to the members, because tourism is one of the committees, or is one of the departments, or tourism is one of the key drivers to improve the GDP, raise the economy, and also create jobs. So it is important that at least some committees, before you go, Honorable Grumbach.
I'm not finished yet.
Okay, because there's a question I would like to pose to you, but okay, if you're not going. It's important that we all take tourism seriously, because it's got a lot of good spin-offs at the end of time. I won't say at the end of the day, but at the end of time, or at a certain point in time. So it is important that we take it higher than where it is.
That's fine. It's good to be on first name basis with the chairperson, so I don't have a problem. Exactly. And I'm not hung up on titles, chairperson. We're very friendly in Port Elizabeth. Chairperson, I know that I'm an alternate member from the DA on this committee. We've got two permanent members on this committee. I'm an alternate. So that just clarifies from our perspective that we understand who fits in where. But I'm just also for the record, and I will put it in writing, I'm available on Tuesday and Wednesday. And Honourable Krumbach will speak for himself, but we've arranged that he will be available on Thursday and Friday. And Honourable Foss will obviously speak for himself as to whether he'll be there the whole week. But we'll certainly make a concerted effort to prioritise tourism, because we believe that, as Honourable Foss said, we need to play a critical role in ensuring that we conduct our oversight as effectively and efficiently as possible. Thank you, Chair.
I think it's good that you are interested in tourism as an alternate, and I think most of the time you are here. Honourable Krumbach, before you come in fact, you said you'll speak for yourself. I've been made to understand that the department was not filling the vacancies because of the accommodation. They did not have adequate accommodation to employ staff. You were here in the previous term. Did you visit the NDT buildings just to see how it is at that time during your last tenure?
Chair, no, Jerry may be able to correct me, but I don't recall a visit to NDT. Like this particular term, we were very top-heavy on presentations by various entities. In fact, even more than what happened under your chairmanship. So I don't recall any visit to the department as such, although we did go to airports together with Home Affairs and Border Post during the 2010 lead-up, but not to the department that I can recall myself. come out while I've got the floor, Chair, can I just ask you, as I said, the Wednesday is the by-elections, and as a member from across the bench has said, there's over 100 in the country on the 26th. It's been a practice in the past, if you go on an oversight visit, the committee organises your transport and provides the air flights and the hotel accommodation at committee expense. It doesn't come from your entitlement. What I'd like to know is, I can be back in Maritzburg in the early hours of Thursday. There's a very early morning flight from Oribe, I won't call it International Airport, but Oribe Airport in Maritzburg, through to Osho. And then, of course, there's a car train to Sandton, which is where you are meeting on Thursday from 9. Would it be in order for the committee then to make specific arrangements for me to take that Maritzburg-Joburg flight, and then I could join the rest of the program, as Honourable Whitfield said, for the Thursday and Friday in between the two of us, and we would have actually covered the entire 4 days?
I don't think that would be a train smash, but I'm not with train arrangements, because the whole committee was catered for, so I don't think anybody would be thrown out, because the committee was catered for. Any more input on that one?
Thank you, Chair. Maybe before members decide whether they are postponing or going on this planned visit, I would like maybe to emphasize the importance of these oversight visits. In addition to seeing staff and offices and so on, we will also be receiving presentations in terms of the first quarter and the second quarter of 2014-2015. And already there are red flags that we would like members to interact with, because members will recall we have been trying to get the department to report on a quarterly basis. So we haven't even in this term been able to do that. So we'll be receiving the first reports in terms of the first and second. So there are serious issues there already. So I'll request that if members go, they must choose a time where most of members will be available, so that you are able to interact both the department and SAT, so that you can pick up those issues that we've already picked up as the support staff. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. But may I also share with the committee that tourism was called upon by appropriations, Standing Committee on Appropriations, on their non-spending of 78.9 million rand, which should have been spent. So that would also help us to actually get information from them as to why that was not spent and why we did not get the committee did not get the first quarter and second quarter reports, because that's what should have happened. As they said when I asked them about the quarterly reports, the DG said they had made arrangements. I'm not sure whether the arrangements that they made were with the committee or with Treasury, because I actually said, then it is important for the department to come and give us their quarterly reports. Because if the quarterly reports were forthcoming, maybe the department would not be where it is at the moment. So I think we all must just emphasize on the fact that the quarterly reports are a must, particularly because if there is underspending, then tourism is not moving forward at all. And it's so much that was not spent. And there are programs that are overlapping. So maybe that is also part of the funds not being used. And you remember during the BRRR interactions with the various directorates, we wanted to know exactly why some of the programs were overlapping between SAT and entity, because there is no need for them to have programs that are overlapping. So all those things, I think we'll get more clarity because we'll be having more time with the department, and they've got to tell us where they are. And if there are things that have not been done, why? And if there are things that must be done, how are they going to do it? As Honorable Cromwell correctly checked with the department that if they were given, if there was so much money, and if they were to do benchmarking around the areas that they have not, they would like to see being taken care of, even internationally, around the issue of international tourism, what is it that they would do with the money? And it became very clear and apparent that the department just did not have a plan. If it had a plan, it was not planning properly and seriously. So those are all the things that we would need to follow up, really, around the plans. The department does not have a plan. Their APP and their strategic plans are just not communicating. And I think we've got a mammoth task to look into those areas and to push the department one way or other to do the right thing, or to begin to do the right thing. And I think this time we also need to have quite a lot of, we must visit each province, because they tell us they've got projects and programs that are running in various provinces. We must see those programs or projects, and we actually must follow the money through visiting those programs and projects, because we do the following the money on desktops. So now I think this time it would be important to follow the money physically where they tell us they put it at. Honorable Force. Vita after Honorable Force.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If I look at the program, what I'm taking from this program is there's going to be the unpacking of the first quarter and second quarter reports from both the department and from SAT. All right? Then there's going to be a walkabout of the new offices, which I think is an important part of our job, because the previous committee did not have the opportunity to see the new offices, because that was one of the important capital projects of the last term. That's my understanding. Then there's the report by the Tourism Business Council of South Africa. Am I correct? Yes. And then there's a visit. Okay. You made an important point, Madam Chair, when you said the committee should also, during its course of oversight, try at least to get to each and every province to assess the rollout of tourism projects undertaken by the department, whether it's the EPWP or the social responsibility programs. And that's an important point, because this visit to Gauteng, although it's to the capital, or at least to the national head office and all the different entities that are located in close proximity. But perhaps we should use this visit as the first visit to Gauteng and try and incorporate into the program at least a visit to one of these projects that were undertaken. And we've received a comprehensive list from the department. The point was made earlier. I've also emphasized that with the run-up to this point where we are now, the department has thoroughly come and explain on each of their projects. They've come and explained to us all the different ongoings within the department. So now it's time for us to roll up our sleeves and actually get out there and see what's been happening in the industry and what's been happening out in the different provinces. And I think we should try and incorporate at least one of those SR projects, or at least an EPWP project, in this particular visit. I know that there's already a sentiment expressed that we should postpone perhaps, but I'm of the view the committee dates have been set aside for oversight purposes, so we should pursue and continue with the program, and then at least try and incorporate a visit to one of those places, because I think that will add a lot of value. Otherwise, it's going to be presentation after presentation, but I think that let's use this opportunity to our advantage to go and assess one of those projects undertaken in the Gauteng area as part of the visit. But then again, there's been a sentiment expressed about the by-election on the 26th. We should work around it. You said that we could, and I think we should then try and find arrangements to work around it. But if you look at the walkabout and at least a visit to one of those programs and the different reports by the NDT and SAT. I think we should pursue that. That those are important presentations, and then perhaps the TB's Tourism Business Council of South Africa. Let's flag that one for another opportunity. But let's get then at least those first quarter and second quarter reports done, because the content advisor has alluded to some issues that will emanate from those presentations that we need to focus on. But the point I'm making is that let's also try and build in a visit to one of the places that's of importance.
What I appreciate what you're saying. I think let's leave the program as is, because we're going to have time dedicated to go and see those places. The only place that you are going to go to is Freedom Park, which is very close to the capital, and then we will return, because Friday also is such a bad day to commute in Gauteng. But we are going to have next year dedicated periods to visit the provinces so that we see those projects. If we have a week dedicated for that, we will be able to actually go to the various projects per province, including the Eastern Cape, of course. And when you go to the Eastern Cape, I would love to see the flag. But depending on what projects they have in the Eastern Cape, if they've got more projects, we'd rather go to the project, we'll see the flag at another point in time, because it's not coming from the tourism budget. But I think everybody will be catered for. It's been done in other committees, and I'm sure even in this committee it will be catered for. And I think the secretariat will be arranged, will arrange who will be returning when, so that there is transport, but the budget is there for the trip. Thank you. Does anyone want to give the last word? Then we call it a day. The secretary wants to say something. I'll come to you, Honorable Sovita.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Just before, on our side, Chair, as support staff, we all we need from the members is just to get a certainty. Who are the members who are going, who is not going? Because if you, that date period 25 to 28, there's a lot of movement of people in South Africa. Schools are closing and all of that. So if we can get that information so that we can secure flights for members, we can secure everything as early as possible, then it will be okay for us. That's all that we need. So that members can be sure that I'm going, I'm not going, and then we can be certain.
And at least we've got the toolkit, tourism toolkit. So that is why I was asking from members, who is going, and who will sacrifice one committee for this one, if it comes to a push? Thank you. So now we know that Honorable Force will be coming, Honorable Whitfield will be coming, Honorable Kromberg will be coming, but we need to be excused at a certain time. And I think Honorable Whitfield would also like to be excused at a certain point in time. And this side?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, I wanted to make a recommendation that you share the what you are experiencing with regard to our case with the relevant office. And also, I am also making a commitment that we will also, as members here on the site, visit, check with the relevant office, that is the Chief Whip's office, to make it possible for us to have full participation in the committees where we are deployed without necessarily making any choices, because
all of us here will be on oversight, and the oversights are in Pretoria. Without making any choice or whatever, we need full participation because we are also prioritizing tourism. But I wanted to ask the Secretariat, what is the latest date for us to make confirmations so that we prioritize the appointments that we are going to make with the relevant offices so that we are able to make confirmations? Thank you, Chair.
To that one, I have written to the Deputy Chibut and copied the Chair of Chairs around this problem. And I think I'll be trying to see the Chief Whip, Deputy Chief Whip in particular, if I can today. Thank you. Otherwise, arrangements are going to be made in beginning of next week. On that happy note, I thank everybody for having been able to come, for the participation, and I hope we'll be meeting to next week. We've got a sitting, so we won't be meeting. We'll be meeting at each other at the house. What's good about this committee? There is no drama.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh.